You're listening to the Sunnybrook Unscripted Podcast, where we talk real life, answer questions, and take a deeper, practical look at the topics we talk about on a Sunday morning. To learn more about Sunnybrook Church, including our Sunday gathering times and opportunities throughout the week, visit us online at sunnybrookchurch.org. Today, we are talking with Pastor Jeff Mose.
Well, welcome or welcome back to the Sunnybrook Unscripted Podcast. I am Lydia Miller here with my dad, Pastor Jeff, and we have been walking through Sunnybrook's core values. So if you've missed the last couple podcasts, I would encourage you to go back and we kind of get into why we're talking about this and start at the very beginning of what our core values are. We're making our way down the list. If you're following along with them online or on our website, we're on number 4 today, taking a look at authenticity and spiritual gifts. So the first one we're going to look at is number 4, that Christ's followers should manifest authenticity and yearn for continuous growth.
Yeah, it's one I really liked when the elders wrote these. One of the things I liked about this, and we wanted to be as a church, was those first few words, manifest authenticity. You probably don't remember this because you were born in a different culture than I was, but when I was growing up, you'd walk into a church, you had to be perfectly dressed, and they'd say, my parents' name were George and Eleanor. Jordan, Eleanor, how are you? How's the family? And you'd put on this smile, and everything was fine, and nobody had any problems. I mean, you were all perfectly dressed, and nobody had any problems, because we never went below the surface. Mm-hmm. So what I loved about this was, we were saying to people, listen, come to Sunnybrook just exactly as you are. There's no pretense. There's no dress code. Mm-hmm. There's no faking what you're going through. You don't have to say to everybody, our family's perfect, mm-hmm. and we've got the perfect marriage and the perfect kids, and nobody has to do that. We want you to manifest authenticity, meaning if you got a problem, come clean. Mm-hmm. If you struggle with drug addiction, it's why we started Celebrate Recovery, that's fine. You're welcome to come here. Mm-hmm. But manifest authenticity, be real about it. If you struggle with drugs or alcohol or any of those kinds of things, hey, just be honest. Usually we've got a ministry for that. If you're struggling with grief, if you're walking through a divorce, and you know, often in the church we just had to pretend like those things didn't exist. We said, no, at Sunnybrook, here's what's going to happen. You're going to walk through the doors and you're going to be honest. Now, we don't want you to stay that way. Mm-hmm. We want to change you, and the power of the gospel we believe in. The Word of God has the ability to do that, but let's make this a place where people don't have to pretend, mm-hmm. where it's okay to say the emperor has no clothes, and it's okay to do that.
You're going to wear no clothes.
No, let's not chase that rabbit trail or that illustration, but you know what I mean. But I think that was the exciting thing for me, is to say, oh, good, we can get away from the pastor having to act like he's perfect, and the people have to act like they're just incredible followers of Christ, when maybe they're struggling in an area of their lives. And what happens often is you just begin to pretend, and then eventually pretend long enough, now you can't say there's anything wrong with you. So we said, listen, just come clean, manifest authenticity. Yep. But the yearn for continuous growth was to say, but don't stay there. Our desire is for you to get into the Word, for you to get into help if you need help, counseling if you need counseling, whatever it is, so that you can continue to grow in knowledge and understanding of who God is. Mm-hmm. The scripture we often use for that was Hebrews 12:1. Remember, it says, therefore, referring back to Hebrews chapter 11, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, all these Old Testament saints, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and then run the race until we get home to be with Jesus and do it with perseverance. So we were saying, listen, whatever entangles you, go ahead and come clean about it. Whatever trips you up, go ahead and come clean about it, and none of us are going to judge you, and now we're going to go, I can't believe there's a sinner in our midst. Mm-hmm. We're all sinners saved by grace, and so we're just going to be honest about that and then deal with it.
Because I know I've seen this to be true in my own life, and I'm sure that you have too, but Satan loves the darkness. He loves nothing more than for Christians to put on this fake face but have all of these things that they're struggling with just in private. But there's such power in bringing it to a small group and into a community that actually brings to light
Amen.
What God needs to heal.
Yeah, it's kind of what we've talked about from the pulpit before, but once it's taken out of the darkness into the light, now it can be dealt with. It's one of the reasons I like accountability partners and those kinds of things is now we have a chance for somebody to hold us accountable, pray for us, keep us moving in the right direction. Doesn't mean we're perfect. We've all got sin that needs to be dealt with, but I think that's the critical thing to growth is to get it out of the darkness and deal with it. And it, just for too long, maybe in my generation more than anything else, but we just pretended on Sundays and lived a whole different life on Monday. We just said, listen, that's got to stop.
Yeah. I think that's why there's such a driving force behind testimonies for us. And I am always in such awe of the people who are willing to put themselves on a TV screen, on the screens in the auditorium and say, hey, I struggled with pornography. I struggled with being unfaithful to my husband or my wife. I struggled with drugs. And their willingness to just be vulnerable, that just speaks to people. Just at Easter, we had people who were willing to put themselves on a grand stage and say, hey, I'm not perfect, and here's what I've struggled with.
I think that was one of the things that pivoted Sunnybrook more than anything else is when we started to do testimonies, to say life change can happen and people do have real problems. Like we're in this series now on mental health, and this week somebody's going to share their struggle with anxiety. I just think putting a face to it of somebody real, for anybody that's struggling there, you go, I'm not alone. And this is an okay place to say, I struggle with anxiety, I struggle with depression, whatever it might be, the issue of the day. I think it gives people the freedom then to say, and I do too, and I want to do something about it.
Yep, that side of it, just that continuous growth, that God loves you, but he loves you too much to leave you where you are, that there is this idea that you will be brought from where you're struggling into the light.
Amen.
Yep. So the next one is that a church should operate as a unified community of servants with men and women stewarding their spiritual gifts. Break that down for us a little bit.
Yeah, again, it kind of goes back to that old structure of the church that we wanted to knock down, to say it's not just the pastor who does ministry or staff people in a bigger church where you got 20, 30 staff and their responsibility now is to do the work of the ministry. We said, no, every single person that knows Christ as their Savior in this church has at least one spiritual gift. Most of them have more, but they have at least one spiritual gift that needs to be put into play in the body of Christ. I would often say it's sort of like painting to the community this portrait of Jesus, kind of a paint by number. And if we don't have you with your color painting your number, the picture of Jesus is not clearly seen to the community. So we said to everybody, it's your responsibility. We took them through the basis, know Christ, growing in Christ, and then eventually serving Christ. So we take a look at their spiritual gifts, their passions. Then we do some consultation, and we still do this to this day. Here's your spiritual gift in light of your passion. Here's five areas you can plug into ministry, because we expect, and we say it in the new members class, we expect you're not just going to sit in the church, but we expect that you've been given some gift, some ability that needs to be put into play, that we can better portray Christ with the people that are given to us using their spiritual gifts. Best scripture on this comes from Ephesians chapter 4. Remember where the Apostle Paul says to the church, he's given some to be apostles, some to be evangelists, some to be teachers. And the responsibility of the leadership, me and you who are on staff, is to equip the people. What's the job of the people? The people, the scripture says, are to do the works of ministry. So my job is not to do the work of the ministry. My job is to equip people. And then everybody has the responsibility before God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we've all got gifts. And they all need to be put into play in the body of Christ. So our challenge constantly, and you know, this is a volunteer heavy church. I mean, 250 to 300 people in the Hope Center alone are volunteering. They're taking their spiritual gift and they're putting it into play. Children's ministry, youth ministry could say the same thing. Hundreds of people involved in that ministry because they recognize this is our passion area. We're passionate about youth ministry. Here's my spiritual gift and here's how I can be used in that ministry. So we said, listen, this is going to be a church where everybody recognizes their gifts and they steward it. Use it to the glory of God.
Yep. And it is the most amazing thing to watch it play out. We often say in base three where once you figure out what your spiritual gift is, or if you try to be in an area that's not your spiritual gift, it's a lot like trying to write your name with your non-dominant hand. It's a lot harder and the results aren't as great. But when people use what God has given them, and just immediately to mind, I think of Colleen Sneller, who has this crazy gift for finding a deal and organizing food. The yes. number of youth ministry events that that woman has helped with and pulled off is unbelievable, but only she could do it. I think of Tim Poppin, who stands behind this camera, just his ability to put things together and make things make sense. The testimony videos that we see, the gift that he has for that. Sue, who helps down at Little Campers. My boys come home knowing Bible stories better than I do on Sunday mornings because she has this gift for speaking to kids, gifts that other people don't have. And it is so cool to see people who use those in the way that they do.
Yeah, and you know it as well as I do, but a pastor or staff can only reach so many people. But when you can multiply it, and you got the Sues and the Colleens mm-hmm. and the Tims, mm-hmm. and now everybody makes a commitment, the ministry just has far-reaching tentacles, mm-hmm. and more people can come to Christ, grow in Christ, be mm-hmm. sent back out into the world. Mm-hmm. It serves the mission and the vision of the church yeah. well.
And I think sometimes we downplay that community side that is so intentional by God, that the yes. church was God's plan, that everyone at Sunnybrook has been ordained by God to be here, and there is a part that you play, that there is a role that you fill, and that's why you're here.
Amen. There used to be a sign, and it's such a cliche that it drove me crazy, but it's true, is that every member is a minister, and mm-hmm. they are. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, whether they actualize that or not, every single person has been placed here by God to be used in ministry. And the pastors and the staff are not just the ministers. Every person is a minister.
And if you are someone that's like, man, I kind of want to figure out what my spiritual gifts might be, we have a spiritual gifts assessment on the website. You can just look it up there. It will tell you if you have gifts for pastoring, evangelism, gifts for mercy, gifts for hospitality. And then there's some options. There's a first serve booklet on there too, where you can kind of see, well, where does that gift really fit within Sunnybrook to hopefully find your spot? Because it's a really cool thing in your own life as well, just the blessing you receive when you're able to step into the gifts that you've been given.
Yeah, and I think there's ownership of the ministry when that happens. Yep. And I think people lean in farther, people care more, people love more, give more, mm-hmm. because there's a piece of ownership, and we want that for people.
Yep. Absolutely. So make sure you go ahead and check that out, and we will join you next time right here on Unscripted.
If you were encouraged by today's talk, be sure to rate us and hit subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you stream your podcast. To experience other talks, videos, and live gatherings, visit us online at sunnybrookchurch.org or download the Sunnybrook Church app. And again, thanks for listening to the Sunnybrook Community Church Podcast.